Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and it's Sunday the 26th of August. And on Thursday, I shall be heading off to start my pilgrimage. And I've been thinking about it a lot lately, of course, and it's all the last little things you have to do before you go. And I've realised there's not really many things I have to do before I go. I haven't really planned the pilgrimage itself. I've been looking forward to going for a number of years, and I'm finally able to go. And I've had a lot of support from a lot of people, and without some of those people, the pilgrimage wouldn't have happened. And I will talk about that later on during my pilgrimage. But suffice to say, I was thinking, and I'm getting a little bit nervous about the whole thing, not in a bad way, just the point of leaving home for a month and walking across a land I've not walked across before, and a route that, although very familiar, is not one I'm familiar with. And I've looked at various forums over the past couple of years, and I've stopped looking recently. Well, I've stopped looking in the past year because I wanted to make it my own experience. I wanted the pilgrimage, my own Camino, to be my own Camino, my own way. And so I'm just going to really head off. I'm going to trust a little bit in the way markers that are already there. I'll have a little guide with me when I go, but I'm just aiming to walk from east to west across northwest Spain and arrive in Santiago by the 27th of September, because my flight back is on the 28th of September. And so this really, in real time, gives me about 26 walking days to actually cover the approximately 500 miles. I wanted to give myself a little bit longer, but I can't stay away from home that long, any longer than 4 weeks. Various commitments, work, bills, etc. And also flights, trying to get the right flights at the right price. That comes into play a little bit. As most of you know, I'm doing this pilgrimage on a very tight budget. I'm budgeting myself 10 euros a day, possibly 15 euros a day. And that's really just to provide food. I'm aiming to camp out every night, so that accommodation, even in the refugios, the pilgrimage hostels along the way, which are quite cheap, even they, by avoiding them, I'm going to save some money. But I won't be avoiding them entirely. My plan is to, whichever destination I'm at after my day's walking, find the nearest refugio and meet up with fellow pilgrims and share a meal, possibly a drink, and some conversation, and then pitch my tent somewhere nearby for the night and crack on the next day. I'm going to be walking from around about 5-6 a.m. in the morning until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, possibly 3 o'clock. I do need to cover 20 miles a day, every day. And I was trying to find ways of taking Sundays off as a break, but I don't think I can do that, not unless I crank up the miles in between. And although I'm fit and I'm an active walker, it is quite an undertaking. Most people take 6 weeks to do this particular journey, and I'm doing it in 4. It has been done in 3, although that would push even me to extremes. So I'm looking forward to it very much indeed. And it's Sunday today, as I say, and I'm just waiting for my partner to come and visit. My partner lives over 100 miles away from me, and so we see each other every couple of weeks or so, and this will be the last time I see her before I come back. And it could well be at least before I see her again, because she's very busy too with work and projects of her own at this time. So I'm looking forward to her coming over. She should be here at about 2 o'clock this afternoon, and we should go for a walk and catch up and enjoy each other's company. And then for the rest of the week, next week, I'm busy on Tuesday. I've been invited to be somebody's birthday present. I shall be gardening for someone, their 40th birthday. Someone from church asked me if I would be a birthday present for someone, and I thought that was amusing, so I will do that. And then Wednesday will be my final day of preparation. I shall see my son and my children that day and say my farewells to them. And then Thursday, I shall finish work Thursday morning and just get my last few bits and pieces together. I should have everything ready, to be honest. It'll just be a case of picking up my sack and going. And I have a lift to the train station, and I shall get a train from my hometown in Burton-on-Trent and head towards Chelmsford, where a friend of mine off Twitter, Tim, is going to meet me, or his partner will meet me, or I should just walk to his house. It's only 10 minutes or so away from the station. And then I shall spend that night there with friends, enjoy a beer and a bon voyage, and then go to the airport the following morning, on Friday morning. My flight leaves at 20 past 6 a.m, so I have to really be there for 4:15 in the morning for check-ins and that sort of thing. Fly to Lourdes, arrive in Lourdes around about 9:15, 9:30 a.m. on Friday. Spend the day in Lourdes and visit the grotto, hopefully. And then catch a train from Lourdes to St. Jean-Pied-de-Port on the French side of the Pyrenees. And then I'll aim to at least walk to the top of the Pyrenees and pitch my tent there for the night. So Friday is really going to be a busy day. I've got a fly to Dane Lourdes, another train, and then a hike, and then a camp. That's my plan. I need to really start walking quite quickly, just to cover the distance. And so I can't really delay too much. Although I don't mind the distance. I mean, I've got all day to walk the 20 miles. It's not like I've got to break any speed records, as long as I cover the distance per day. Of course, everybody who's interested in following me on this will be able to follow me on a website called shareyouradventure.com. And you'll see, if you log on to the website, on the front page, you'll see Pilgrim Chris. You'll see other people too, but you'll see my name is Pilgrim Chris. And if you click on that name, you'll be taken to a map, and that'll show you where I am. Should all the technology that I'm taking work, that is. And technology is an interesting thing. I've taking a mobile phone. I'm taking a Spot Connect system, which is a security system. It keeps a track of where I am and has an emergency feature built in, so I can press a button if I get into difficulties and be rescued. Although on this particular route, that shouldn't be a problem. It's not exactly hiking in the wilderness of the mountains. And then a couple of other electronic devices, and I should be taking a solar panel and a battery pack called the Power Monkey Extreme to power my journey. I'm hoping to find Wi-Fi hotspots along the way. I know there's plenty of them along the route, and when I get there I can upload any photographs I've taken during the day and that sort of thing, and maybe do an audio boo. Well, I will be doing audio boos. I'll be doing a few, hopefully. And I'm just sharing a few thoughts today. Thanks for listening, and if applicable, God bless you.